Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 57 for Monday, September 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Monday morning, although activity was thin and choppy as participants kept to the sidelines ahead of the USDA's monthly supply-demand reports due out later in the day. Canola was down $2 to $3, the November contract down $2.60 at $463.10 per ton. The USDA is set to release its numbers at 11 o'clock Central Time, and any reaction in the Chicago soy complex will likely swing the canola market as well. In the meantime, seasonal harvest pressure remained a bearish influence in the background. However, there are still enough areas of concern across the prairies to provide support. Weakness in the Canadian dollar helped to limit the losses as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are holding near unchanged, while wheat is higher. Positioning ahead of the USDA reports was a feature in all three commodities. In addition to updated U.S. production estimates, today's reports also include adjustments to the world supply numbers and export projections. Soybeans are down 2 cents to up 1 cent. The November contract down a quarter cent in early trade at $9.80 per bushel. That's in the November contract. Pre-report expectations are for U.S. soybean yields of about 49 bushels per acre. That would be up slightly from the last estimate. The relatively favorable U.S. crop conditions did weigh somewhat on prices, while export demand on the other side remained solid for the time being. For corn, prices are within a penny of unchanged. The December contract up a quarter cent at $3.41 and a quarter per bushel. Average trade guesses place U.S. corn yields at about 173 bushels per acre, and any surprises one way or the other could swing that market later today. Wheat is up 2 to 6 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 3 at 407 per bushel, as prices continue to recover off of their nearby lows. World wheat supplies remain more than sufficient to meet demand, and traders will be watching the USDA's global numbers closely. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, September 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.